Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today, I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
On the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
In case you woke up and didn't know what day it is, it's Wednesday. And that means that Ruhlman Steakhouse is open in Ashland for lunch and dinner. 11 a.m., go see Phil and the team. Climb the ladder in the bar.
Philman.
Tickle the ivories. Play the piano there at,
at
Ruhlman's. And, of course, dine on phenomenal steak options. Wood-fired chicken, also Chilean sea bass. The cookie skillet. The place to be in Ashland on Highway 6. You can't miss it. Beautiful building on the south side of the street.
Of the road.
Yeah, whatever. Street road.
Thank you for that update from Phil. I mean, the thing about that he has to get himself rejuvenated, but does Phil do that? Because he's always there every day.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how much time he gets to get himself built back in. But you guys, you know, Phil wanted to leave the other night, and you really wouldn't let him. And you guys stayed until an ungodly hour. And
he told you, I'm leaving.
Finally, the guy who runs the place said, listen, just lock up when you leave.
Yeah, my name's on the building, but I'm out of here.
So. But I got to go. You guys have been here for 9 hours, and you're very loud in a private room. And Phil, it didn't waver him. And that's what Ruhlman's does.
No,
thank you, Phil.
He seems okay with the whole thing.
Go there for lunch or dinner today. Ruhlman Steakhouse in Ashland. Wisconsin's in a predicament right now. They got blown out by Maryland 27-10, and things are not going well there. Their schedule, they might win one game the rest of the year. They might go 3-9.
Mm-hmm. There's a chance they don't even win one more.
They could go 2-10. They're 2-2 right now. Barry Alvarez, of course, legendary head coach and AD at Wisconsin, was on ESPN Madison yesterday and was asked about the current situation at Wisconsin, about the anger from the fans, about the situation. This is Barry Alvarez with ESPN Madison and addressing fans and how they should feel about this. Here's from yesterday.
Coach, what do you make of how fans have reacted here so far?
I think it's embarrassing. I think it's terrible, despicable. They're spoiled rotten. Here's a team that you got young players trying to come on. They're competing. They're going to have a chance to get better. And you flip on them. Early in the season, and you flip on them, and you're chanting for the coach. What do you think that makes? How do you think that makes the players feel?
Exactly.
That's a great point, Coach. That's disrespectful. it's not loyal. You're not a fan. If I'm a person sitting next to me, boom, I tell them, get your ass out of here. We don't need you in here. You don't want to watch this? Go someplace else. Go boo in a bar. You know, I just, that really upsets me.
That's a great point, Coach.
That was one of the funniest lines by the radio. It was like the sidekick, right?
Right.
It was like,
kind of pandering.
Exactly.
Great point. Never thought of that.
That's a great point, Coach.
That was funny. He is spot on with, I mean, it is embarrassing. You can't tell me at any place if that ever happened in Nebraska and they were booing, you know, fire whoever. And from the crowd, we're chanting that is embarrassing. As a,
God bless you. Disagree, but I bless you.
Yeah. You'd be okay with.
No. Here's what I say though. He's got to be careful. The fans are paying for everything now. I mean, so they're paying for your roster. I think you got to be really. I think you're treading on dangerous ground there when you just attack.
But you can be critical. You can have conversations. You have to be going, I think we're fine. No, I don't have not head in
no,
the
Ron
sand.
No, Ron Brown once told. Yeah. Now, I was like you. I was like that. I was more like that. And I'm still like that generally.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm not a booer. I can't even imagine myself attacking someone like that booing. I can't even imagine doing it. Well, but Ron Brown once told me, it was a few years ago, I probably have the article, I wrote it. He said, when you expend that much emotional energy, your money, your time, you expend so much, you absolutely have the right to boo. And he said, we're fine. All that vitriol they were feeling, and I think it was during the Riley era. Yeah. And I don't know why I was talking to Ron, but I wrote a Sunday column about it. He said, no, you absolutely have that right. If you are spending that much money and spending that much time and that much emotional energy, then you have the right to boo. Now, that was before NIL. And I was thinking about it from those terms. Don't alienate your fans because they're paying the bills now.
Yeah, you have to have the fans. Yeah, because we always talk about why do you want to have great games in your stadium? For the fans.
Right.
Because the fans, like I said, like that, was there anyone excited to whip in there for Akron or for Houston Christian?
No.
No, but how about that Michigan game? How was that like going to that game?
It was great. Awesome.
Your mood was different.
Oh,
the vibe, everything's different. Do they all have to be Michigans? No, but they have to have some sort of like, hey, when you go in there, they need me as a fan to help them in this game.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm a fan. The fire part of it,
yeah,
I'm not
rough.
A big fan. That one's one I'm not.
I agree with you on that.
I get it because you're not doing this that well, not doing this part. The wins aren't there. Things don't look the right. All those things going on. But for someone to be critical or to write in an article of criticism, now that doesn't bother me one bit. It's like, why is this? How is this happening? What's going on there? But just like, but I do struggle with the
fire,
with the fire
and
fickle chance.
That's hard. That's hard.
But at the same time, but you have to remember this too. I say it all the time. People was like, man, how did you hold up? Work with the pressure and the main thing is that the time, you know, it'd be 80, 90, 100 hours. I mean, just insane. No time off, and you're never off a day like that. You're always recruiting, even in July. You're working. How do you? And I'm like, hey, time out. I signed up for it.
Right.
No one. Yep. No one made me do this. So I don't ever. I never want to. So if someone ever does the man, be nice to get some time off. It's like, yeah, get a different job.
Yep.
Because never complain about that. You chose that. Same thing. If you're the head coach and you signed up for all the cool things and you get I get so many hours on a private plane and I get this and I get this, and then guess what? It can turn on you. I just don't like the verbal fire this person.
I get you. I understand.
That'd be about it.
That's hard. But I think Barry.
But you're right, though.
Think Barry's got to be careful with that. I mean, going hard point, after
coach.
The fans.
Yeah. Funny. I love that.
Yeah, I never thought about the players. And the players are a little
say
different.
Say it again, Jake.
Great point, coach. That's what he said.
It really wasn't.
I'm trying to find it here.
I don't even know.
It wasn't even.
Yeah.
I think it's right here.
It's
so you never thought about booing a player?
What do you think how do you think that makes the players feel?
Exactly.
And that's
a great
just,
point, coach.
That's
my favorite part of the whole thing.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Great point, coach.
One of my favorite parts of the whole thing.
Is it different with the players now? They're getting paid too. It's a little bit. I think it's a little different now. I think people might feel a little more free.
Yeah, you used to always be at that. Don't you dare do that. They're college kids. They're just trying to hang on. That guy's getting this. When he leaves out of here, we'll go look at the car he gets into.
Yeah, and there's guys that you're not making a ton of money, but there's guys making 60 grand over there.
Yeah.
A lot of them. Lot. You know?
Yeah, there's some guys that they're doing okay.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think Barry was just making a point. Obviously, he's a personal friend and talked to him, you know, quite often. And I think he was just making a deal like what needs to happen in his mind. We need to rally behind our team. That's what the point he was trying to get across.
Great point, coach.
When we come back, song of the day in the mailbag.
is next. The Early Break on the Ticket.